sehr schwer heute. Das ist sehr schwer heute. The shirun that I'll have to give, that we'd like to give in Eretz Yisrael on Hilchos Chanukah, are very different than the shirun that I have to give in Kuppah. Because the Matthias is different. And the great Avodah, the person understands the reason of the halacha. One thing that you think the most of Chanukah is two different halachas, two different rules in the Zman of that halacha, in the Makam of that halacha. There are some things that are the same, we have some things, we have the donuts that are the same, the last are the same. The donuts, at the end, it's already, I saw in the Tshuva of the Rambam, the son of the Rambam, he writes about these donuts. And he says these donuts are of the studs of Klal Yisrael. The foundation of Klal Yisrael, these donuts. They have the oil, which is connected to the oil, which makes a mikdash of the Torah, but it's just to use olive oil, we don't. The last is, etc. We'll see that those Bez Hashem also, what prophets you make on them. That at least, they'll say the same, Vayim and Eretz Yisrael, Vayim and Kutsal Ha'arach. But the other Indonim of Chanukah, this man, is when that Bakar, the Mokum of that Bakar, is played, Mamash, a chaylik of the, my Chanukah, but the Gemara state in Shabbat, Kutsal from the Bay, the Tanu Rabbanu, but I've learned it. You have to learn of these Indonim, because I'm trying to bring out this Tasha, Bez Hashem, and we'll see, Bez Hashem, together, maybe the different tier, the different tier, why my job is so hard. Because Bamis, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch already brings down, that the halacha is, that when you light Chanukah in the Tzich, 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 in Now, the problem is what says in the version is Gemara, the Chayyah, and the verse of Rambam, that's how the Mishnah brings down, that the Chayyah, you have to light from Shkia. See what she is in a moment. And you have to light the Tikkun Egel Menashuk. You have to light until the point of Tikkun Egel. What's Tikkun Egel Menashuk? The simple pshat is that until the point, people stop draying around in the Shuk, until the point when nobody's walking around anymore. That's the end of the Shuk. And that's when there'll be the greatest piercing on earth. And the Rambam said, how much is that? So the Rambam said, the Chati Shuk. Another half an hour. He says, Chati Shuk. A little bit more. What's the pshat? Achi Tikkun Egel Menashuk. So the Pashup Shat, when he learned Shulchan Aruch, he learned the Shadrua, he had a half an hour to light. Yeah, half hour. What's Shkia nowadays? So we know that the Machlokes Rishayim, there's about 15 Rishayim, that they bring down Shkia means Shkia. Shkia Ketuta. And that's what they communicate in Eretz Yisrael. Shkia, what we call Shkia. Over here today, I think 357, 358 Shkia. That's a minigar to Eretz Yisrael. There's a different minig Shkia, the Shulchan Aruch, Mashma, at Seita Techav. When we talk about Shkia, we're not even talking about Shkia. We're talking about when the sun is totally set. And that's the minig of Moshe Kuntar, the Kuntar, there's even another minig from the Rashba and the Ramban, another Mishayim. It means the second Shkia. You know, the two Shkias, it means the second Shkia. But the starting time, that's probably in minig. I can't talk about that. That's already probably in minig Shkia. Say, but ending time, until when, and how much oil do I have to have in? I have to be able to last at least until the end of the lighting time. How much is that? The Shokanar, the Tashitiklar, the Meshuk, which is, and it seems to me it's a man. We know when it comes to most of our Mitzvah in Klal Yisrael, it's a man. It's a specific amount of time, not the standard time, because I was attacking, what's that amount of time? Now, the problem is that there's a big muck in the Chalik, and you should know that's the halacha in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is that you have a limited amount of time for that. You have a limited time to excuse me to light, just like everybody understands that it can't have in chakras. 12:30 in the morning, can't have in chakras. I don't know, the place is here. 1 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock at night, I have to show you can't have in chakras. 2 o'clock at night, you can't have in chakras, because this is man. You can't take lubav the next day. The next day after chag, you can't take it on its chag. You can't take lubav, this is man. And the chayr is the same thing when it comes to the chandula. This is man. And there you don't have to love the light. You have to light from Shia. You have to light all the way until 6 o'clock in the shuk. We'll call it half an hour. And I said, but the mice, maybe there's a big difference. In Chutzlar, where does one light in Eretz Yisrael? We look at Jubilee, there's things in Gemara. The Gemara says, where is the Makam HaMzaka? Says the Gemara, that you're magic on Bethel Beis, you're magic on the door of your house. That's where you're magic. And it doesn't mean the door of the chutz, it doesn't mean the door of the house. And all the Gishmak of Chanukah later. A person lives in an apartment building, there's light downstairs, there's light at the front of the walkway, there's light at the end of the walkway. Someone says, from above us, Moshe Yerushalayim is Amin. There's no din house. It's where does the Shulchan Rabbim start, and where does your house end? That's where you have to lie. That means the front of the walkway. I once heard from Russell Yashin, a walkway is not a part of the house. It's just a hechad himself to get from the street to your house. Your house starts back there. So next to Israel, that's where we have to lie. We have to lie outside. We lie in the front of the walkway. We lie the back of the walkway. But the whole lot block is for the chutz. The whole lot block is for the piercing from other people walking down the street. That's why a father did this man. Whatever this man of the street is, if this man of the street is take a leg in the shirt, half an hour, that's what Chazal or Kaveh, you have to light for half an hour, that's the amount of time, that's the amount of oil you have to put in, and if you light afterwards, kip shuta, you're not yoytze. Now, we'll add, one of the Kuta, is that it's a two of the sheets of the mitzvah. The mitzvah brings down, why did the Gemara not say half an hour? Why not half an hour? The Gemara says, I should tip the leg in the shirt. This is about a half an hour. That's around when people stop, you have to remember that when the street lights, and the mail of barrack around a half an hour after night, nobody was walking around the streets anymore. So the Mitzvah says that the Gemara was the Dafka being fake. The Gemara was saying to you until the point of Tichla Regal Mashok. Because we're trying to tell you, there's no number. There's not a number of a half an hour. Some Mamadayik in the Rambam. The Rambam says Chadisha, a Yoysin. Chadisha is a half an hour or a little bit more. Says the Mitzvah, what's the shock? Because it's coming to teach a person that if this man of the Shuk is a little bit later, if this man of the Shuk, let's say this man of the Shuk nowadays, is a streetlight. Now, if the time of the shuk doesn't go for half an hour after Shkia, either after during Shkia, people inside playing dreidel. But where does the man of the shuk go nowadays? The man of the shuk nowadays goes. It depends where. You know, depends where you live. Over here, it's called the scream. Stomach goes till 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. The man of the shuk, the ikka shuk. Shalayim yar kaidish, the shuk stops. 4:30 in the morning, school like 5. Depends where you live. This man of the shuk is in New York City. I used to live. Outside next to a movie theater. Isn't there a movie theater? There was down the block, there's a movie theater. And he used to put enough oil inside the lich to make sure that it can last, the amount of oil can last until the last showing of the movie. the person, that's his manager. I don't know if he was so happy about it. I'm not complaining. He had to put in enough oil. I should dig it. But that, says the Mitzvah, is a big savior. Number one, it's a chumra, it's a kula. What's the chumra? The chumra gilaldik, the big gilaldik, to put in a tach oil. And he got to live next to, the Makorah Tomon, so he had to put in enough oil to account for that. He had to put in enough oil until Tiflon I gave him a shuk, because that was the zman of the mitzvah, the zman of the mitzvah got bigger. It's also a very big kula, because it tells a person that he's allowed to light the menorah, cold man, until Tiflon I gave him a shuk. He has the opportunity not just to light it during the first half hour. Half an hour was not his man. This mitzvah wasn't given his man. The mitzvah was given until Tichlo Regim Rashok. So he has until when? 2 hours, 3 hours, until Tichlo Regim Rashok, depending on where he lives. So this is the kula. Do we hold like this kula lalacha? It's not like it. The guy says, Chazal made his man. Chazal said it's a half an hour, and that's a half an hour. The Shulchanaruch, when he writes Shulchanaruch, that's the lalacha. I think Tichlo Regim Rashok, maybe a nice kumra. That's some sheet is old like that. Other sheet is old not like that. I once asked him, I remember him, how do we talk to Allah? He says, definitely the chumrah you should put in enough oil. I should definitely recommend a shirt. But it doesn't mean, you know, talking like I said, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, one or two people draining around. He's the ikar show. Person goes out to learn at night. He goes out at 9 o'clock, he comes 10 o'clock, 10:30. That's already the tikkur regimen ashok. It doesn't have to go until 2 o'clock in the morning, etc. Or be able to see it just earlier, etc. But it's not going to necessarily in Eretz Yisrael up upon Bein Lakula. It won't be Lakula. And in Eretz Yisrael, the place can say he has to light within that half hour. Because if the Neshavura brings down, they get a Chat Yishah, then we have to be Chayshish that this man of the mitzvah was his man. It's a voice. It's all in Ratzinu HaKedoshah. So there, they have to light when there's this man, a certain time, half an hour, from all your Yisrael. Or maybe until Ashitekla Rekim Nashor. The Amor brings down that nowadays in Kutzlaret, we lighting for the outside. We're not lighting for the outside. We light for the Bnei Beis, we light for the people in our houses. The piercing isn't for the Bnei Beis. It's not for the Kutz anymore. We can't light outside, says the Gemara in Shabbos, Lachala, Pom, and Beis. We live in a Shabbos HaKadah. It's important to remember that sometimes when a person's lighting that block isn't made. That they remember living in Kutzlaret. We can't just do what we want. You can't just light outside. Oh, but if a reason going to mean nowadays is not going to fight, it's not going to war. But you know what? If too many people start lighting outside the menorah, then they're not going to be so happy about it. And maybe there would be problems. And maybe we don't light outside. That's the meaning of God himself. We don't light outside in Kutzlaret. since that block is not for the outside, with that block for the inside. So it's from Shabbos for Halos from Vei, if we're lighting to the inside, then what's the difference to lighting the first half hour? The only time you have to light in the first half hour is when it's at block of course, when you're lighting for the outside. But when you're lighting for the Vei side, so whatever the Vei side, there has an opposite place. If more people in the house 2 hours later, 3 hours later, light then, because who are you lighting for? And the voice can bring down, the Ramah, at the end of our sitting in the Shabura, let's say it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you come back, just wake up a couple of the people in the house. Wake them up, I'm not suggesting it, right? Wake up a couple of people in the house and just tell them, want to be yoyt that lock at Neiris, and you can even make a bracha, and the place can say, Ramesha Agrein HaGobu, Ramesha Feinshit, and even if nobody's awake, Agrein HaGobu says. But the mitzvah is for who? It's for the inside. The mitzvah's changed. The mitzvah's not for the lighting of the outside. And therefore, it's up to you. No. Nowadays, half an hour, bloody how you say. We have the ability to light the whole entire night because the mitzvah is for the people inside. This is the sheet of the night. The Ramah brings it down. It's still not the question. You could have ended here. Okay, so it's a fine. So, Kutzlar is when you're going to light. Kutzlar is you're going to light. Whatever you want. Right? That's it. I'll give you an example. You don't have to plug your store. You don't have to come home on time. You don't. All this business about not eating before Hadlaka and not working before Hadlaka and all this business, it's not Nikaya in Kutzlar. You mean not eating and not working before. But there's those non. I have the whole entire night. There's those non specifically. You can only have those Halakas of not eating or parity style. I say, you're not Nikaya. Then there's halacha. You can't eat before the halacha. You can't learn. You can't do it. All those things you can't do before the halacha. Because if it's not, you have to do it in the first half hour. Well, all right. You don't have that problem. You can work. Because you have the whole entire night. That's what we could have thought. Still not so much. The Vilna guy, I don't know. Chazal didn't make rules based on Eretz Yisrael, our Tanya condition, Chutzlaris, etc. Chazal made us money. Because I'll say this man, in Eretz Yisrael, you have the reason for this man, I'm going to say, because you're lighting for the chutz. But even when you're lighting inside, not going, but maybe they said there's a time period. You have to light within the first half hour. And that's the sheet of the guy. The sheet of the guy is you have to light on time. You have to light at Shkia. If you light by Shkia, 58. If you light by Seif, like 455, but then you can't. By 10, you have to light on time. You have to light on this man. That's the sheet of the guy. So that's one reason why, even if a person lives in Kutzlar, he has light on time, but not all sheep is all like that. Some sheep is like we said, they still hold the muscle. We're not gonna say, according to the guy, if it's 5:10, 5:11, no, we'll give you another half an hour. 5:41, you didn't light, the guy holds, you don't light in the middle of the brach. Even in Kutzlar. If they gave this man, halacha l'maisa, we don't do like that, halacha l'maisa, we don't say like that. But at least we see number one reason why we should try and light on time. Number one. Number two, we have the argument of the old reason that we always know. The reason Maxim in the mitzvah. Who doesn't want to be a Zari the first chance to get to light the Eilikalich? To light the Menaya, the reason Maxim in the mitzvah. Another simple reason why a person would want to light on time in the beginning of the day. Not enough to tell a person he has to close his door at the place. Not enough to tell a person not allowed to work that we can't say. The dinion of the reason tells a person it's a nice thing. You should light us up. It's a very chashuv thing. It's a Gemara. It's a Avraham Avinu. He should light us up. He should be a Zaris. But to say chayim, no. We can't say chayim to light on time. However, the mice. There's more. It says the Torah, and the Ramah brings this down. Nowadays, we light in the window. Okay? We light in the window. Then it says, when I went to Yeshiva, I was made by a certain person, and he lit the menorah by the door in his house. I wasn't the kind of chassidus she was hugging me. And Zayd and Shammai probably aren't so happy about this. But I wasn't the kind. We in America, we lit by the window. We sit into the left, by the sensible, in front of everybody. And that's what we did. And over there, I see, you know, it's hard. You know, it's what you see. But all that, and what's going on? So we didn't understand. And then it doesn't come up. The Torah says, we nowadays, the Ashkenazim, we light for the outside also. We also light to the outside. We light in the window. It's not the same exact level. We don't light in the outside, my mission, the Pesach HaKos. We do what we can. Well, since it's interesting, the Torah says, light it in the doorway. Bring it inside of the house a little bit. They won't mind if it's in your house. They're not a little bit in the house. That they won't mind. So we do that. We put it in our window. I guess they don't mind if we put it in our window. No. So Mela, what's the Shabrua? We're also lighting for the outside. So we're also trying to get that Mela of the Chos. I can tell you, we're trying to get that mile of the chutz. So then maybe you go back to having to light. Number one, at least within this amount of tikkun regel in the shul, which is, we saw the ritzah says, you get a little bit longer, we extend it a little bit. Or else upon him, that will let you, will tell a person if you want to be mamish, to light within that first half hour. To light within that first amount of time, the half an hour. So therefore, we see, first of all, number one, before we start, three reasons why a yid, even in chutzah, maybe my job isn't so shver, even though that is all when I do the shesh. You have to light on time. What's the shiloh? You have to light it. You can't take food with a knife. That's no shiloh. So that's true. You have to light the lift on time. There's no shiloh. And that is the shiloh. Does the person go home from Kailo? This girl from Kailo says, does he light the candles? Does he not light the candles? Let him wait till the end of Seder. Nothing is worth the bad Seder. To tell this guy, stay in the car until 7 o'clock at night, and then I like the care. Why does he have to go home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or 4:30 in the afternoon? And then he says, oh, that kasha's not a kasha. Because that's like saying, why do you have to daven in the morning? Why do you have to take a luba? Why do you have to go here to shofar? Go and learn a blat gemara. Tonight you'll take a shofar. Tonight you'll take a luba. What's the answer? This is the man of the mitzvah. And I tell you, Akilesha, no shayu. The man of the mitzvah to him. 4:40 comes here. If you like 4:40, good. If you like 5:10, it's safe. Like I said, good. But you have a half an hour. Or maybe Ulai, the chumra of the achrayim, we give you actually tikkun regel min hashuk. We give you the amount of time of afterwards when the people leave the shuk. Fine. You can't say stay in yeshiva. You can't say stay in yeshiva. You can't say I'm not going to die from doing it. I'm learning. But there's no such thing. Chutzlar is much more serious shayla. Chutzlar, as we saw, many reasons now that maybe the mitzvah of lighting that lachas neidus, maybe tata. The mitzvah is not to light at this man specifically. You have the whole entire night. You have the whole night where it comes to work. So maybe we'll stay over there. Kol chafetzecha lo yishvabach. Or do we say no? We have a mila of zrizin. We have a mila of the fact that we're lighting for the outside in chutzlar. And maybe chazal made a takana for the first half hour of the night. Or mitzvah tichah regem rashok. So therefore, even in chutzlar, a person should the chayla come home from the chayla. It's not like the way we're going to say it in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz is going to say, you got to come home from the chayla. How hard it is, you take the gemara, I'm going to schluck you away from it. You have no choice. You have to light. Hey, it is. That's how we'll say it in America. In Eretz Yisrael. The mashal, I'll give you another example like we said before. Closing the work. Eretz Yisrael, you got to stop working. You got to come home. You can't do things before the menorah. There's more leeway. There's a little bit more leeway. And the chayla. There's other types of shaylas in the makim, etc. That's number one. The mashal, one more dogma of this before we go to the next thing. One more mashal, the famous shaila. You wait to be wise, you not wait to be wise. Right? So we all know the famous story of Rav Nachman Kier, that the Rebbe of Chof Chaim, that the Rebbe of Chof Chaim is once he waited, everyone knows the Maizah. He waited till like the minute, the lich, and he waited till the wife, wait. And people like to say over this story. They said, what's the shot? You waited for your wife, you didn't light on time, you missed the mitzvah. It says in the Gemara, it says, Ner Hanukkah, Ner Shabbat, so Ner Shabbat is all this, because she'll invite. Nowadays we have electricity, I should think it's not the tip. We have that light, that's the wash of that story. But he says, Ner Hanukkah, Ner Shabbat, which is all this, Ner Shabbat, because she'll invite. I'm going to sit the lid, I'm going to light the candles, and my wife's going to be upset with me, she'll invite, it's all this. That's a very nice story. And good story. And Rodden, that story took place. Don't know an Eretz Yisrael, because in Chutzlar, maybe we can get away with saying there's no man, it's delivery, yeah, but a person comes home late, he can light till 2 in the morning, he can light till 3 in the morning, gets a beer for his house. But then you can start saying, so who's he lighting for, Rav Nachman? Make a thing, he's lighting for him, and it's fine, and it's fine. He's lighting for him, and Rav Nachman says, it happens to him. Mashenkin, in Chutzlar, in Eretz Yisrael, what are you going to say? You're going to say, nah, Shalom Bayit Dodger. Your wife's going to tell you, come on, don't go to the yeshiva today. Don't take a lulav today. Because I need you home with the kids, and I need you with this. And that's the mitzvah, Shalom Bayit. Born in the lulav on the space of prayer. We don't say things like that. It's mitzvah, we have to do it. We don't say, Shalom Bayit Dodger. Shalom Bayit Tzadik. We don't say Shalom Bayit Tzadik. Oh, Hashem, there's no ladies here. We don't say Shalom Bayit Tzadik. Oh, no, they're listening. Shalom Bayit Shmuz, but Hashem will be 10:31. But between me and you on the phone, you don't say that. You don't say, oh, no. You don't have to go to shul today because your wife needs your help to see a shayfer and a little. I got my mom with her. One time, the man came to me and told me that his medicine. When Kippur, the whole shayla about her being able to fast, me son, whatever, got the main. So I told him, no, the way it sounds to me is that you should stay home from shul. Right? And she'll be able to fast, and you'll stay home from shul. But I didn't feel comfortable taking down a chayas on my shoulders. So I went to the Rebbe Yashin, the fellowship from Beit Yisrael, and they asked him to catch him. Whatever the trust him were there is not important right now. But so the Yashin looked at me like I fell out of the plane. Like I fell out of the plane somewhere. Right? And not on bed. What do you mean? Now he's plucked from shul. He's not allowed to go to shul. not the physical responsibility in that situation is to his wife's kindness. Then I mean, okay, so you have to go where we are by. But one thing is for, she says, come on, Don, let's stay home and play Drake. And don't go to take the lulav today. But the Hanukkah, you know, then we can talk. The Hanukkah is about to talk about our appointment, chutzlar. But in that same Akadosha, so he's not going to go. This is man, and this man is as man. And now they, I'll give you a little bit of leeway. So that's our Vaitai, number one. So we start to understand the Indian muscle. As you saw, you know, there's a whole shiny list. It's like, I'm not going to talk about Nihogin. Why do I play? I say Nihogin. You take the letters and Nihogin. If you're Jamal, you get Gehenna. I don't get involved in it. It's not my thing to talk about Nihogin. So people hear you. Who doesn't marry before? You don't doesn't marry before. It's not my Geshef. Everyone has their meaning. We know the reason is why you doesn't marry before. It's kept on the part of the Shein. It's all there. It's this and that. But the muscle, you know, in America, in Eretz Yisrael, it's very, very common. You did the list beforehand. I can take half in there to tell the answer. Should I maybe miss davening Myra for the minion? You know, because I have a minion, I daven Myra first. But at some point, I got to send the lift. You know, so I'll daven Myra afterwards. That's already against my minion. So I'll daven Myra without a minion. That's a nice that we hold niche, but in Kukla, the Shiloh, I took my son. Because it doesn't start to come. Good against daven Myra without a minion. Because you light a little bit later. So in the Kukla, it's not as cautious. Very cautious. It's not as cautious as it is in Ezra. Okay, we can go weiter, with this type of music, with the Tadr, and Meir, etc. But this is number one. You can understand a little bit of the Avon of the Indian. Yeah, that's number one. The Gabi de Mokin, where do I lie? No, this already, and Kukla, as we saw, is already not equal in the place, in the window, and this. That I won't go into now, it's totally different. However, what's called my house? That's a very difficult subject. What's called my house when it comes to Hanukkah? No, it's a Russian person who lives in a house. That's a doubt. Did you like in his workplace? A person who, you know, if your wife is listening on the phone, he eats their breakfast and lunch and supper, and he's there more times than he's in his house. That's a question. Confused about the life there. I suggest to give a shalom bayit, but that's called his mokim, right? But the derech kal is that way. The derech kal doesn't eat his breakfast there. He doesn't eat his dinner there. The derech kal is workplace. He can't light. That's another reason why he's going to have to come home. He's got to light in the house. Is that another reason? The mushal. There's a whole shayla. What happens? The person's going to come home very, very, very late at night. He's going to come home very, very late at night. So we know that luck is. The wife could be my atheim hayim boi sani. She's taking power in the shabbat. That's okay. No, that's okay. Atheim hayim boi sani. So if a person's going to come home very late, so the marshal, he's on a plane, right? He's a son, he's going to be on a plane back to Kanaka. And what would have been the stock? The stock would be, who's going to like him? And my wife, in the house, there, she's Mukhlid, she'll be my to me. And I'm yaitse with her, I love that. He goes into place in some place and say, even if it's a different time zone. Because the din of this mitzvah, itself effect, not on the Gavra, but on the house, on the house. On the house. The Gavra is actually affiliated with some kind of a house, some kind of a chesed. And I'm affiliated with my house, and my wife will like me, and I'll be yaitse, even if I'm on a plane. Even if it's maybe in a different time zone. That's how it is. But there's a muscle. Shevalevi says, what should we do? You're going to come home tonight 2 o'clock in the morning. You're coming home from the airport. You're coming home 2 o'clock in the morning. You tell the wife, go and light on time. Right? This man is not as important. So we're going to tell her, wait for your husband to come home. That's what we're going to tell her. Yes, so very, very, very silly shayla. Because according to some place, the Iker's man is in the big way, 40, 5, 10, whatever his man is. So then there's his son, the Arthur Pike, him. So what's the question? So he asked Shlita about his wife's life. About his wife's life, he says. About it, what's the shayla? That's his man. So you have to be in his man. Afterwards, not his man. The mice and Sekhua Shaker, the lady said, not like that. That there's a muck-up to be made, so the Kulay. And at least you see the difference. In Kutzwa, all right, the Shaila is a good Shaila Taka. You gotta wait. Next, Shaila. Maybe Taka, she should lie in the house, in this mind. And there are people that do that. Not gonna be home, late, etc. No, you have to know how to apply it. A couple of years ago, I had to pick up my parents from the airport. And this was keep it on the hang. I picked up my parents from the airport, and it was now 7:30 already. About 7:30 again, so I got out, there was the traffic, and this and that, and I sent the Shiloh right then, I knew it was going to happen, it was 5:30 late, and I sent the Shiloh to the Gabayim, and the Ashif, what do I do, I start my life light in the house. I'll be home at 7:45, I'm not talking 2 o'clock in the morning, kid. So at 7:45, the Ashif said, that you can be making along those sheets that hold that the Tichla Regim and Ashif can accept. I say, nice, we'll let the person be made up. at the Vilna Gaon that is. Besides, at least you see now, but he's thankful. That's number one. The Gabe in the Balkan is the Balkan, so we said already, your workplace, that's not your place. A person goes for a Hanukkah mitzvah. He goes, I don't know. I don't know if it's a mitzvah. I don't know, maybe people do know. They don't know. Somebody told them that's here. So the person, he went to a Hanukkah mitzvah, and he met his mitzvah there. He met his mitzvah there. The Taz, and he brings this example. The Taz says, a person lighting it in a Hanukkah mitzvah, it's like he's taking the mitzvah, and he's lighting it in the middle of America. We say in the middle of Central Park. Alright, there are people that do that. I'll go, what to talk about already, if he's staying that house overnight, etc. A bacher comes home for Shabbos, he's learning in Geiser, he's learning in Dol, and he comes home for Shabbos, he comes home for Tuesday. That already, the place can say, you always have a place in the house. So then, even though I don't live there during the year, I live in the yeshiva, and that's the whole title for the bacher, I'm not going to go into that today, where they like to say, but when a person has a house, he's affiliated with a mama, with a tata, and the Melo, even if he doesn't live there, but safe when he comes home, even if he comes home for a kind of yeshiva. But he lives there. That's his house. So then he can light, he's affiliated with that house, he's connected to that house, he can light the Hanukkah list. That we can hear. A person goes to a yeshiva, he goes to this, a person goes to a chasna, he's going to light up there. Somebody told me, there's a chasna, he told the chasna he's going to a chasna, Baal Hashem, a chasna called me, after an asked me, he told the chasna, where's he going to light the list? That's a great shayla. He's leaving his parents' house that day. They're not affiliated with the house anymore. And where is he going to light? He's going to get home 4 o'clock in the morning. He's not even getting home. He's sleeping in some hotel somewhere. So where is he going to light the list? Somebody told him, go and light in Chasna Hall, right before the chlofer. First of all, I thought it was probably a fire hazard. Because they have no shmira from the mitzvah. Because the garbage. What's he doing? He's lighting in the middle of Chasna Hall. He's lighting in the Chasna Hall. He's not thinking, maybe it's Shatit, because he's bad. He's going to the chuppah. So when he's traveling, he's his wife's lights them.
You know?
He is lighting. When his wife lights them, that's called he's lighting. What? Wait, he's with his wife? His wife's at home? Either way. He's lighting with his wife. When his wife lights, he's lighting. Now there are pipes that bring down. If he wants to have the mitzvah for Eve Chanukah, so he's allowed to separate himself from his wife. All the girls will think this, and you can't come back anymore. He's allowed to separate himself from his wife, and he's allowed to light his own lich. I'm not affiliated with my wife right now. And he'll light his own menorah, and he'll make his own brother. He has the right to do that. About Kapan, sometimes he's traveling in the air, he can't do that. So now, well, that means I have a lot to talk about, as you know. I wanted to talk about I think Mamish. What about you make on Alaska? Sometimes you get the lock in front of you. I think everybody here makes an adama, no? I think everybody here makes an adama. You get nervous when I dig some places and everybody gets up and goes, what? Oh, no, what's wrong? My bird rate? I think everybody here makes an adama. I just tell you pshat in the meaning of the oil and why you make that adama. If it's bit, there's no shayla. You see the bit still, so that's until the twelve is information. Hey, Ayin Shom, it speaks about it. You have the bits of the food still, you see the bits itself, that's about the bird rate adama. Sometimes that's a push. Sometimes the last is you must have the wrong here, the last comes, you know, it's all bit, you can't see anything with the cloud. So then already, it's not the question. You mash up food and apple pills, you know, we make a shot of the butter. But on a potato latke, if it's mamish, marissa, so the emis is, so anytime they ask this question to any gospel, they always said, it's a potato called the week of a latke, nobody makes. Nobody, by latke, always have to bid, it's always have to something. So that's why the latke, this minute of old night, so it's the make of Bari Fri Adama, and the Levite that came with the Bari Fri Adama. Asuganiya, there's a lot of shayla, this is Ganiyo. Number one shayla is that can I take it and put it on top of my cracked pot on Shabbos? You know, it's got the jelly, the liquid inside there, and even though it was cooked already, but we say, yesh, bishel lach, or bishel the dover lach. You say, there is a cooking again. You know, you can't take the liquid of the chicken and just put it on top of the crack pot. It's liquid. You can't go and recook. So what do we say about the jelly on the sukkah? Yeah, the shel dam was made. The bed, I don't know if he's talking about the ice, it's real, because the kind of the good side, I told you, the kind of the good side, I told you, the kind of the good side, the good side, I told you, the kind of the good side, 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 the kind of the jelly donut is full, it's congealed at that. And the chayra, you'd be able to put it even on top of a crack by day pot. So the gabi at bracha, so obviously the bracha was shayna is mishayna. Or not the bracha shayna, you know, we know if you eat too many rugs, you'll get a bench. By jelly donut, the world war. I can't go into it now, real poor. By a jelly donut, it could be if you eat 30 of them, 30, because you know those shayna marks. Everyone knows the skating marks, the little yellow things. They're deep fried. Yeah? Those little skating marks, the yellow things, and they're deep fried, these fellows. And because they're deep fried, you see 3,000 of them and not have to bench. I'm not suggesting. You've got to eat 3,000 of them and you won't have to bench. You know why? Because a cooked mezainis is not a real mezainis. It's not that. It's not something that can turn into bread. Now when we down in the jelly donut, so is it good that called cooked? Because it's deep fried, these jelly donuts. On the other hand, it was a batter beforehand to World War. I wouldn't suggest it. But I'll tell you one thing, in the middle of a meal, even if you make bruch on dessert, which you do, and you make a bruch on an apple like the Shulchan Aruch says, you make a bruch on a jolta like the Shulchan Aruch says, but when it comes to a jelly donut, no matter what your minig is during a meal when it comes to dessert, but on a jelly donut, it's a Shulchan Aruch, that guy's day, is that you don't make a bracha on a jelly donut in the middle of a meal, because something that's so heavy and filling is always eaten in the meal, and therefore you would not make a bracha during this. You make brachas on dessert, but on a jelly donut during the meal, you don't eat an es, because it's a day. Then you can eat a tata, you have no shayla. That's what Gabe, our friend, the jelly donut. Don't forget in Hallel, now I just have to throw in, I'll do the claim. Now, don't forget in Hallel, when you say a Hallel Shalem, Shabruin Hilbos Pesach, it's on the Shlech HaKazach. He says, a Hallel Shalem, you miss one word, it's out. You miss one word, you're out, because you have to say a Hallel Shalem, talk upon. You know, Ben Matu, ay, 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 and you didn't say a boy name. And that's right there. Now you say hello. Now you say hello. I say this because I see mamish problems on Hanukkah. You have to remember when you're saying this. Make lists for a minute. Yeah. And then you can think, you do whatever you want. But you have to make sure you say every single word. I'm quite saying that even old ladies are chayiv in hello because I pay my yisbo yisane. Some of them said not mamish. I pay my yisbo yisane. And the mayor's Hanukkah was shaking his head. Of a niche when it comes to a Hanukkah list. A very shame is after, ladies, if she has the ability to say hello, let her say hello to a Hanukkah list. Pardon. Now, we're going to end with a thing. I'm going to go out to England with a bang. We'll go out with a bang. The plane is leaving anyway. You know, let's say you're going to be on a plane. We're going to be on a plane on Hanukkah. And you're not holding by a master the way your wife is going to like the list by you. I'm not holding by such a master. So, what do I do? To light a candle on the plane. That can happen. I'll tell you another thing. You know why? Because you light one candle, you can put it on the table, and you know that the hello student, excuse me, in 2 seconds she's going to come over, excuse me. And she's going to. Right. You know in a second she's going to come over and go out. So that's cool that you lit a candle in a massive of where it's not going to last for half an hour to brush with a post. But the game is slim as hell. You know it's not going to last half an hour. You put in the self-destruct button in that candle. And do it in the bathroom. So what do we do? So I would give a novel approach, novelista, make electricity. And you can light electricity, don't light conservatives, don't light the shy, no. But neighbor light electric noida. I got the electric noida on the plane. Well, that's not going to happen, right? You take a flashlight, and you put it on the table like this, and then there's a lago, and the table, and the latka, and the little I like it. So, what's the problem? The problem is that we chummin together all of the halachas of electricity in halachas. Of lighting, of chashmal, of abdoleh, of Neiros Shabbos, of Neiros Beis HaKnesset, of Yigat Kramit, and we put them all together, and we take it all the same halacha. I'll just show you, Bekitzer Mamish, we only like with a few minutes, I'll show you Bekitzer Mamish, and you have not for saying, and when you understand the reason of the halacha, you understand how the beauty, once you understand the reason of the halacha, of the halacha, the understanding, you'll see all different halachas. And we'll see that when it comes to maybe Shemir Shabbat, the Zadeh may be giving Yerushim electricity. When it comes to Abdullah, maybe not. And when it comes to Bidikas Khamet, Zadeh can be Yerushim electricity. And when it's going to come to Nehru State, that's not Zadeh can be. And when it comes to Hanukkah, Zadeh Nish. How do you do all that? But don't they say electricity? What's the difference? It's just the same time. Nehru's Shabbat, Tenkin Nehru's, the Hayat and Nehru's of Shabbat. Those nears, what's the purpose? Because they'll tell us that they have to give COVID, that they have to give oil, they're there again for Shalom Bayez. Why is Shalom Bayez? Because you're going to trip on something. Whose fault is it? Her. Or right? I'll prove it to you, because she said it's her. It's a book, right? It's a communication. So then that's why the purpose of the... It's not, I hate to sound, you know, irreligious, but the purpose of the Nehru Shabbos is not to make that nostalgic, beautiful Shabbatic feeling. If you wanted that beautiful Shabbatic feeling, so you can take a picture, two candles, and a challah, and put on top the sanctity of Shabbos for yourself. That's the purpose. The purpose of the Nehru Shabbos is simply to make light. Because a well-lit Suda is the most shmaki Suda. And if you're not going to trip, you'll have a happy Shabbos. So nowadays, that we have electricity, if you have an electric bulb with an incandescent bulb, where the flame gets in that bulb, my friends in the electric company tell me, to 4,780 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's a fire mamish in halacha. And avada, that's a Nehru Shabbos. Now, I'm not suggesting that you do this for Shabbos, just turn on the light. By the way, your yard safe to do that. By the way, you can make a bracha, shag nishonim, it's quite sissy, but I don't have a Nehru Shabbos. But I am suggesting that you turn out the light before you turn on the bracha for Shabbos. You know why? Because if you have that light on, then your candle on the table is worthless. Worthless, I already have on that light, to turn it out. And when you're making your bracha, you're having then go and tell your wife, she turns on that light. And now when she's turning on the light, what's her Nehru's Shabbos? She's got the Nehru's Shabbos, and she got the Nehru's Shabbos. She's got all of them in the bracha. That's good, good. Even fluorescent, which is not a fire. Fluorescent is the gas, the spark, and a gas. Even fluorescent, because it's a famous time that I once found, brought in the Moshe's Canaan. The Moshe's Canaan was the same thing about, it's like a sheet that we were showing them right away. And the Moshe's Canaan said, that what if you have an Evan Toifa, some beautiful Evan, some glowing stone, and one sheet that says, that Yavada Yoytse for the Mrs. Nehru Shabbos, because it's just that light. And the other says, no, because you didn't do a Maitzah Baraka, because it's already lit. So you didn't do a Maitzah Baraka, but what we see, but they'll have a stone that I have to ignite. Yeah? We'll call it fluorescent in English. Yeah? So then, according to that, everyone would agree that it's fluorescent. Now, there are some places that say you can't make a Baraka, because they'll have the Nehru Shabbos Shabbos. So fluorescent at least is a Shabbos. But you want to know, if a person should turn off the light and turn the fluorescent on to make it a part of his Baraka, good, 100%. Because Nehru Shabbos can tell you why that's why, or rather you understand the electricity work. And if you can comment, you know, let me get it, right? You lose something. Yeah? You lose something. What do you do? Turn up the lights, take a candle. Right? I can't find my watch. Turn up the lights. Turn up the lights and try to find my candle. Turn up the lights. Nehru, if you can comment, what are you trying to do? Alright? You're trying to buy the lights. So wait, turn out the lights and turn out. So I'm not about to, Dominicus Noel, even if Aaron Cutler said this, he said, no, start out, make a brother with a candle in your hand. But then afterwards, take a flashlight and go and find your chametz. You don't turn out the light. Nehru states that connection. Having is Hashem Be'udin. Having is Hashem Be'udin. That's the chametz of the Beis Lech. There should be a lich to make medrash. This is a learning taker. That's why. The father, you can be right to that. And Nehru states that is a voice like, let's not a shy naming you. The minute of a cold cloud, you saw something else that's in the cooking of Aleph. And I the Chayim. So rather you can be yoytzeh that day when you give the money for the electric bill to the shul. Because there was a Havdalah. Those are fashion. Those are fashion. Havdalah, what are we commemorating? Havdalah, we're commemorating the Adam Arishu's creation. That's fashion. There's rules when it comes to Havdalah. You gotta use this type of fire, not this type of fire. Maybe the fire of a metal burning, even though it's called a fire, but it doesn't commemorate a fire like a real flame, like a fire like Adam Arishu, you have one. That's a pashit. I, the guy in Rechayim Oizer, he made Abdullah, boy, ray, moy, ray, aish, on electric light. I, boy, ray, moy, aish. And I'll tell you a secret. Look inside Rechayim Oizer, he had a different electric bulb in there. I'm Ramosi, a parenthetical. He had a different electric bulb. But even if not, he was being leichen. He was being leichen people that they held that electricity is not the right. So the Ragachogger, Rechayim Oizer, Rechayim Briska, they made Abdullah on an electric bulb because it is takar fire. You can hear it, it can go both ways. It's a fire. Right? There's a fire, so I can hear. Maybe it's a fire. What do you mean it's not going with Adam Rishon? Adam Rishon has fire. This is not also called the fire. On a fluorescent chasm chalila to make a very, very H. On a fluorescent. It's not an H. It's not an H. Something had other times, but it's not for now. I think we see in halacha, you know, different, not the pashy, not the pashy to make an atala. And there's Shabbat. Come back to Hanukkah. Hanukkah. Hanukkah lit. Well, now, let's see. What's the Hanukkah lit? So we know that the Maral says you gotta use oil. Not even candles. It's gotta be mamish to make them. It's more like, we have a lot of oil, we also can use candles. That is better oil, and we also can use candles. Let's fight. Nicker's the flame. Nicker's the flame. Now, ready, let's see. In Beit HaMikdash, connected to Beit HaMikdash, the light of Beit HaMikdash. In Beit HaMikdash, can I use for the Meiris, who pay to be a Meinu, who's going to be a glorious Beit HaMikdash, and Aaron HaKadosh is going to get up and send their lich. Is he going to take out his electricity? This button, you know, it's going to change the light bulb. That's going to be the Vadej. Vadej that you like. Because the flame has to be a flame, iron in the Rambam, iron in place, it's in Yume. It has to be a flame. It has to be a real proper flame. And number two, the even bigger taiga, breaks a mikdash, it has to be, just like we have in Hanukkah, it has to be a shear of oil. A shear of oil requires that there's something there, you're going to light the lift, and there's something there, so that it'll last for half an hour. You can't take a thing of oil and put it in afterwards. Because it had to be that the oil was there to show that it can last half an hour. What's electricity? Electricity is a very nice supply that is not in your Malkum Adlaka. Why? Because it's a constant renewal. On Shabbat Kodesh, who cares? As long as I'll have light on Shabbat, I don't care. On Shabbat Kodesh, as long as I have light, I don't care how it's going to come. So I set up a system that there'll be light on Shabbat Gevaldik. Hashem came to the neighbor's Shabbat that they're going to explain the Dalman. In the Sefer Meleidei Ha'esh, when he wrote, when he was a young man, 27, Chaim Moshe said, he'll be the God Lador one day. When he saw the Savior. He said, when he writes over there, he sees that the electricity is not a constant source. It's something coming from the outside. But it has to be there. The food just has to be there. Number two. The number three. And like you said, it's not doomy to the base of Mikdash. And it's not a constant fuel source. Number three. Number four. And number three, it's not sleep. It's not the halal of sleep. You know, there's maybe the whole entire neighbors of Hanukkah, as you find over and over and over again in Paiskin, it's got to be a flame, it's got to be a marriage, a yachta, and a this, and a that, and wick, and that. So then it is that Chayra, some of our problems, right, let's go to Seder. Fluorescent, it's one of the rest of the club. Fluorescent is nothing to discuss. Like, God, I looked into it, I did my homework. Nowadays, Rosh Hashem, the new electric menorahs, it came out very blue, but 95% of them are fluorescent. 95% of the time, the shayla fights with nishtam, the chlal, the chlal, the chlal, the chlal, right? But let's say you're out in the boondock somewhere, and you know, it's just you and your car, right? Major traffic. So I got an idea. You turn off your headlights, right? One will be the shamish on the right side, the left side will be the other leg, right? Well, you have to know, new fancy cars, it's also some kind of a halogen fluorescent. So shayla's almost an idea, but I don't have that car. We got the old stage with the broomstick in the back, you know, there's no one. So, in there, you guys say when the how long it's name is fluorescent that. But I mean, even in the regular flame, even in the ones that have incandescent, it's not doing the big mikdash and the mela, you're not going to be yoyse. So halacha l'maisa, to take the flashlight and put it on the table. That flashlight, it's usually not a fluorescent. It has the fuel source. It has the fuel source, right? Because it has in there a battery. It has in there, but it's not doing the base of mikdash. And Marshak said, don't light. Worthless. Don't bite. It's not. You're not doing anything. No, I love Lamaisa. You know, I don't know. I love Lamaisa. They're telling you not to light. But Baruch Hashem, he's just going to tell his wife, "You light at home, and I'll be waiting with you."